我们非常感谢主带领 Dr. Joshua 来到我们当中来分享神的话语。
We thank God that He brings Dr. Joshua here to share His words with us.
我们到非洲三年之后，他们从邻居的国家也过到这边来，我们一起做宣教士。
3 years after we went to Niger, Dr. Joshua's family moved from our neighbor country and we did ministry together.
我们虽然相距8个小时的开车的路程，
although there was an 8-hour driving between us,
我们家庭常常有机会见面。
We still get that chances to see each other.
那么我们的孩子虽然比他们两个孩子大一点点，但是也是好朋友。
Our children were a little elder than theirs, but they're good friends.
我们非常高兴 Dr. Joshua 能够来到我们当中。
We're very pleased that Dr. Joshua is here tonight.
那么愿意就是大家就是用用祷告的心来听他跟我们分享的信息。
Let's hear his message with a prayerful heart.
Okay.
Dr. Joshua.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
晚上好。
And again, I want to just say thanks to Quincy and Emily and the team here for the opportunity to share again with you tonight.
再次谢谢你们邀请我，有牧师，还有蔡蔡年会，谢谢你们邀请我来分享神的话语。
As you mentioned, we've known them for many years.
我认识牧师一家很多年了。
And I still remember them driving into the government compound with their truck.
Government?
The compound in government. The location where we were. Yeah.
我还记得他们那时候上开车到家门来见我们。
And it's always a privilege to welcome them because they lived in what we consider the bush.
能够见到他们是非常的荣幸，因为我们住在好像是丛林当中。
But it's just been a blessing to know them and the encouragement they bring to Joanna and I and our children.
认识他们真的是很有福气，我们很荣幸认识他们家还有他们的孩子。
That's one thing we share in common is the commitment to.The gospel.
我们中间有一个共同点，就是我们都委身于神的宣教的使命。
As God's people.
是神的子民。
So tonight we're going to share a moment together in God's word, talking about God's people.
所以我们今天晚上一起来分享关于神的子民的话语。
Yesterday night we started looking at the theme from every tribe and language and people and nation.
昨天我们晚上谈到了第一堂万族万方万民万国的第一讲。
And I mentioned that that theme is from the book of Revelation.
我提到这个主题是来自于启示录。
As we see worshippers around the throne of God.
我们在神的宝座前敬拜的时候。
In Revelation 5:9.
在启示录5:9.
And Revelation 7:9.
以及7:9.
And when you look at the context of those worship.
当我们看到这个敬拜的上下文的时候，
It was a great celebration of the triumph of the Lamb of God.
是举世来欢庆神的羔羊的胜利。
God is inviting everyone to be a part of that worship.
神邀请每一个人成为这个庆贺的一部分。
And last night we heard that this God has been on that mission from the Old Testament.
我们昨天晚上也谈到，其实从旧约开始，神就已经开始这个大使命。
Mission belongs to God.
宣教是属于神的。
And He has had a heart for the nations right from the Old Testament.
从旧约开始，他的心里就一直爱着世界普世的各民。
Three times in the book of Genesis, God promised Abraham.
在创世纪中，神三次向亚伯拉罕许诺说。
That through him all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
借着亚伯拉罕，世界的各族都要得福。
And through the life and story of Apostle Paul,
借着使徒保罗的生命，
we saw how that mission is focused on bringing people from darkness to light.
我们可以看到神将这个使命从以色列人传到外邦人。
And from the dominion of Satan to God.
将国度从撒旦的手中转到神的权柄之下。
And tonight, As we looked at God's mission yesterday, we're going to look at God's people today.
昨天晚上我们谈到神的宣教使命，今天晚上我们要来谈神的百姓。
Because God has chosen to work through people.
因为神选择要借助他的使命来完成这个使命。
God has chosen a divine limitation for himself.
神选择了一部分啊，分别为圣的人来完成他的使命。
That is to say, he has chosen to present his gospel through people.
也就是说，他要借着人来传扬他的福音。
Think of the miraculous thing it could have been if God would send an angel to present the gospel.
那我们想象，如果神是选择了一个天使来宣扬他的福音，那是多么神奇的一件事情呢？
If angels and bright raiment and shiny lights and bright, skin and things would come into the village and present the gospel.
我们假想，如果天使带着荣耀的光降临到村庄里边来传福音。
Think of what would happen if God were to do those kind of things.
我们想想，如果神是行这样的神迹的话，那会有什么事情发生呢？
If a lightning would come from heaven and there is somebody telling us about Jesus.
哇，如果天上有闪电下来，地上就有人认识耶稣基督。
Think of the miracle that could happen.
哇，我们想想这个奇迹吧。
How many people won't listen to that kind of a person?
会有多少人愿意听这种神奇的事呢？
That God chose.A divine limitation.
可是神选择的却是一部分人。
He chose to limit himself to using people like you and I.
他居然给自己设了一个限制，来使用像你和我这样的人。
That in itself is a miracle.
这样的方法本身就是一个奇迹。
That God, the creator of heaven and earth, will choose you and I for His purpose.
这个创造宇宙万物的神居然会选择你和我来完成他的心意。
He wants to reach the world.
他想要啊。
He wants
宣扬到各族各方。
He wants people from every tribe and language and nation to worship him.
他的心意是世界各族各方各民的人都到面前来崇拜他敬拜他。
That he chose to use people like you and I to make it happen.
然后他就选择像你和我这样的人把这个变为事实。
That in itself is a miracle.
这种方式本身就是奇迹。
That God would choose someone like myself.
神居然会选择像我这样的人。
We're going to read from the book of Exodus tonight.
我们今天晚上来读出埃及记。
We read Exodus 3.
第三章。
From verse 7, we'll just read a short part. We're going to go through Exodus 3 to part of 4, but we're going to read just 7 to 9.
我们今天晚上要看第三、第四章，但是我们先读第七到第九节，在第三章中。
I will read in English, and she will read in the Mandarin. Okay. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt.And have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters. For I am aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me.Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them.
出埃及第三章七至九节，耶和华说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了；他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。”就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、希未人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们。
Let me pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
We ask now that you will teach us by the Holy Spirit.
我们求你用圣灵来教导我们。
Speak into our heart, I pray.
我祷告你对我们的心讲话。
Father, let me not speak my own message, let me speak your words to your people.
主啊，帮助我不要讲我的话，要把你的话传给你的子民。
Prepare our hearts to listen, Lord.
主，预备我们的心来聆听。
That we may bless your name because we are obedient to you.
求你保守我们顺服你，来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. God's people.
我们今晚讲神的百姓。
The context of this story.
这个故事的背景。
Is the Israelites in the land of Egypt.
是当时以色列人在埃及地。
See, the Israelite Jacob had taken his family into the land of Egypt.
雅各把他全家都迁到了埃及。
Remember, Jacob was just second generation from Abraham.
雅各只是从亚伯拉罕，雅各是从亚伯拉罕的第二代。
God called Abraham.
神呼召亚伯拉罕。
Called him out.
呼召他出来。
And he said, I will bless the nations through you.
他说我要借着你来祝福这民。
Abraham gave birth to Isaac. Abraham.
亚伯拉罕生雅各。
Gave birth to Isaac.
Isaac, sorry.
And then.Isaac gave birth to Jacob.
然后以撒生雅各。
And then Jacob had 12 sons.
然后雅各是12个儿子。
And then one of them was sold to Egypt.
其中有一个被卖到埃及。
That's Joseph.
那是约瑟。
And eventually, because of famine,
由于那个饥荒，
they all moved to Egypt eventually.
他们全家都迁到了埃及。
And now, at this point,
那就在这个时候，
Joseph was long dead.
约瑟已经过世很久。
Jacob was long dead.
雅各也过世很久。
The 12 were long dead.
十二个儿子也过世了。
And a Pharaoh had arisen who didn't know Joseph.
但是法老的王并不认识以色列人。
And had started persecuting God's people.
开始迫害神的子民。
In fact,He ordered that all the male-born children of Israel should be killed.
事实上，他命令说，所有以色列人的投生子都必须被杀掉。
And out of that situation, God saved Moses.
就在那种情况下，神拯救了摩西。
Moses grew up in the palace.
摩西是在皇宫长大的。
And eventually, he understood who he was.
最终，他明白自己到底是谁。
And he tried to fight for his people.
他想为他的人民而战。
He killed an Egyptian.
结果他杀了一个埃及人。
And while he was trying to separate two Jewish boys, he was trying to separate two Israelites.
他当时想要试图分开两个打架的以色列人。
He understood that what he did to the Egyptian was now known.
结果他意识到他杀埃及人的事被以色列人知道了。
And he ran away from Egypt.
所以他就逃了。
Into the land of Midian.
逃到米甸人居住的地方。
And he became a shepherd.
成了牧羊人。
For Jethro.
是叶特罗的女婿。
So Moses was keeping the sheep of Jethro.
所以摩西就在牧养叶特罗的羊。
His father-in-law.
他的岳父。
And at this moment in his life,was when he encountered this story.
那他的生命就是在这个时候要有一个转折。
While he was doing that, God appears to him.
他在放羊的时候，神向他显现。
And God says to him,
神说
I have seen. I have seen.
我看到了。
Because God has seen the affliction of his people.
我看到了我的子民的痛苦。
And God said, I have heard.
我也听到了。
I've heard the cry of my people.
听到了我子民的哀声。
And I have now come down to deliver them.
所以我要下来拯救他们。
And the way I put it in the outline is that we are at God's disposal.
所以我们的大纲的第一条是，我们的生命是由神支配的。
At the disposal of the living God who cares.
是由一个爱我们的神支配的。
The story that we read in Exodus chapter 3,
我们在出埃及记第三章所读到的故事
demonstrates to us the caring heart of God.
向我们显现了神爱我们的心。
Here is a God who really hears the cry of people.
这位神他真的聆听了他子民的哀求。
Here is a God who really sees the affliction of people.
这位神真的看到了他子民所受的苦。
And here is a God who cares enough to come down to deliver them.
这位神他真的爱他的子民，他愿意亲自下来拯救他们。
The God who Moses encountered was a God who cares.
摩西所遇见的神是一位爱我们的神。
He was the God who was first on the scene.
这个神自己已经在我们前面开路。
You see, Moses had thought earlier on that he could help the Israelites with his own strength.
我们知道以前呢，摩西以为他能靠自己的力量帮助以色列人。
So he killed the Egyptian.
所以他杀了一个埃及人。
He became a fugitive.
结果他就成了一个逃犯。
A murderer.
一个流浪人。一个杀人犯。
And yet, this same Moses was the one God came to and said, "I'm going to send you."
然而，就是这个摩西，神对他说：“我要差遣你。”
This God who cares was the first on the scene.
这个爱我们的神，他自己已在我们前面开路。
God had seen the need of His people.
神看到了他子民的需要。
Now, you can just imagine the situation that Moses was in.
我们想象一下摩西当时所处的情景。
Remember, Moses was running from Egypt because he had committed an offense.
我们要记得哈，摩西是因为犯了谋杀案才逃离了埃及。
And now God said, "I'm going to send you to Egypt."
现在神说我要把你送回埃及去。
So I want us to understand the rest of the passage in the context of Moses' situation.
所以我希望大家能够知道这个上下文，我们就能够了解摩西当时所处的情
景。Because Moses' response to God was quite human.
因为摩西对神的呼召的回答完全符合人性。
God chose to use a human being to deliver the Israelites.
神就是使用一个人来拯救子民。
God always used His people to accomplish His purpose.
神从来都是使用他的子民来完成他的使命。
In the Old Testament, God used the Israelites to accomplish His purpose.
在旧约中，神使用以色列人来完成他的旨意。
In the New Testament, God uses His church, you and I, to accomplish His purpose.
在新约时代，神就使用他的教会，你和我这样的子民来完成他的心意。
There's always a purpose to God's call.
神的呼召总是有一个目标的。
In Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 to 11,
我们来看第三章的十到十一节。
God made that purpose known to Moses.
神向摩西显明了他的旨意。
He said, "Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt."
他说我要打发你去见法老，是以可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
I will send you.
我要差派你。
Remember, God said to him, "I have seen."
我们记得神说我已经看到了。
I have seen the situation of my people.
我看到了我子民所处的情况。
I have heard.
我听到了。
I have heard their cry.
我听到他们的哭声。
I have come.
我来了。
I have come to deliver them.
我来要拯救他们。
So Moses, I need two arms and two legs.
所以摩西，我现在需要两只手，两只脚。
And you are it.
然后你去埃及。
I'm sending you.
我现在要差派你。
In verse 11, Moses responded to God.
十一节，摩西对神说。
But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" And that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt.
我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
God said, "I am going to do it." But Moses, "I want to send you." Moses said, "No, God, I can't."
神说，摩西，我要差派你去。摩西说，神啊，我不行。
Who am I that I should go?
我是谁呢，居然派我去？
Who am I that I should bring these people out?
我是谁呢？居然要让我去将以色列人引出来。
I think sometimes for us it feels that way when we talk about mission.
当我们想到宣教的时候，我们可能每个人都会有这样的心情。
It is easy for us to say, "I'm not a missionary."
我们很容易就说我又不是宣教士。
I am not a missionary type.
我不是那种能做宣教士的人。
God, not me.
神啊，不是我啊。
Moses said, "God, you have to find others, not me."
摩西也说，神啊，你一定要找另外的人，不要找我。
Perhaps Moses was thinking, "I'm not the missionary type."
也许摩西想的就是我不是做宣教士的那种人。
Verse 11, God said to Moses, "No, excuse me." Verse 12, God said that I will be with you.
可是十二节神说我必与你同在。
And he said, "I will show signs to the Egyptians."
我要把以色列，我将给埃及人显示证据。
Let's read that verse because the promise of God is quite interesting. In verse 12, I'm going to read it. And he said, "Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain."
十二节，神说，我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。
You see, God's purpose is that we may worship Him.
所以神的心意是我们要来敬拜他。
God's purpose is that the nation may worship Him.
神的心意是说啊，各方各族都要来敬拜他。
In our theme for this weekend, it is a theme of every people from every nation and every tribe worshiping the living God.
那我们这次参赛年会的主题也就是万族万方万民万国都要来敬拜神。
But how will they worship a God they do not know?
那如果我们不认识这位神，怎么敬拜他呢？
How will Israelites worship God without knowing this God?
以色列人如果不认识这位神，怎么能敬拜他呢？
How can they worship God in slavery?
他们怎么能够把神看作是拯救者？
They were in slavery in Egypt.
他们当时还在埃及做奴隶。
How can the people of the world worship God in slavery?
如果全世界的人都还在奴役之下，怎么能敬拜神呢？
And you might think, no, we don't have a whole lot of slavery around the U.S.
也许我们会想说，在美国没有什么奴隶啊。
But remember the passage we read yesterday.
可是记得我们昨天读的经文。
To bring them from the dominion of Satan to God.
说要把他们从撒旦的国度迁到神的国度。
Every human being who is not in Christ is in slavery to the enemy.
凡是不在耶稣基督里的人，都是属于耶稣基督敌人的奴仆。
They are in slavery to sin and Satan.
他们是罪的仆人，撒旦的仆人。
And God has chosen that we would be the one to bring them out.
然而神选择我们要把我们牵出来。
See, the word God used for Paul and the word God used for Moses were very similar.
看神对摩西和对保罗讲的话其实很相似。
God said to Moses, "I am sending you to them."
神对摩西说我要差派你到那里去。
God said to Paul, "I am sending you to them."
神对保罗也说我要差派你到那里去。
And Christ said to each one of us,As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
那耶稣基督说，神怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
We are sent to bring worshippers to the Lord.
神差遣我们是要我们将万族万民带来敬拜神。
Moses was not getting it.
然而摩西没有明白神的心意。
Because in verse 13, Moses said to God, "Look, I'm going to them, but." What if they won't believe?
摩西说，如果他们不信我，我怎么办呢？
At the end of verse 13, Moses said, "What if they ask me, 'What is your name?'"
在第十三节的后部分，摩西说，如果以色列人问我，你叫什么名字？
You see, the first excuse was that Moses said he couldn't do it.
摩西的第一个回答是我做不了。
And then the second excuse was that he doesn't know God's name.
他的第二个理由是我不知道神的名字。
So I go to Egypt now and I tell the people God, the God of your father sent me to you. And what they said, so what's his name?
那如果现在你要打发我去以色列当中，如果他们问我你叫什么名字，我怎么知道呢？
What am I supposed to say?
我要说什么呢？
God has already promised Moses his presence.
然后神其实已经应允了摩西要与他同在。
That my presence will go with you.
他说我必与你同在。
But Moses needed more convincing.
然而摩西需要更多的啊说服的证据。
So he needed God's name.
所以他需要神的名字。
And God's response was quite interesting.
那神的回答很有意思。
God simply said, Tell them I am have sent you.
神只是说那自由者打发你来。
I can imagine Moses thinking, What's that?
我想摩西当时可能会想说什么意思？
What's I am?
自由者是什么呢？
I am have sent you.
那自由者打发你来。
Because God said to Moses in chapter 14.
在十四节神对摩西说。
I am who I am.
我是自由拥有的。
And he said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am have sent me to you.
你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。
As the Father sent me, so I am sending you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
God's people are the agents that God uses for His purpose.
神用他的子民来完成他的心意。
I am is the eternally existing one.
自由者是指的从古至今的亘古永在者。
The self-existent one.
是一个自存自在的。
The Israelites understood what that name means.
以色列人知道这是什么意思。
In fact, they understood that name so well.
其实他们对这个神的名字非常了解。
That when they were debating with Christ,
当他们与耶稣争辩的时候
，And Jesus said to them, "Before Abraham, I am."
耶稣说啊，在亚伯拉罕以前就有了我。
They immediately pick up stone to stone him.
他们以色列人马上就要抓起石头来打耶稣。
Because they said, "You, being man, make yourself equal with God."
因为他们听耶稣这样讲话，就认为耶稣把自己看作与神同等的。
I am sent me.
那自由者差遣了我。
So God has now made Himself known to Moses as I am.
所以神现在已经向摩西显明了他是谁。
But Moses was not convinced.
但是摩西还是没有被说服。
God has given his covenant name to Moses.
神把他立约的名字告诉了摩西。
God has promised his presence to Moses.
神应与摩西要与他同在。
But Moses was not convinced.
可是摩西还是没有被说服。
So Moses continued to question the Lord.
所以摩西继续向神发问。
And Moses.The next excuse he would give is that, you know, he couldn't speak.
摩西的下一个借口说他是笨口拙舌的。
Moses, God said, okay, Aaron, we met you.
那神说好，亚伦来帮你。
But it wasn't enough for Moses.
但是呢，对摩西来讲这还不够。
So in fact, in chapter 4, let's move down to chapter 4.
好，现在我们来看出埃及记第四
章。Of Exodus.
出埃及记第四章。
Moses said to the Lord,
摩西对神说
What if they will not believe me?
如果他们不信我怎么办？
Or listen to what I have to say.
也不听我说。
Remember the first time he said, I can't do it.
记得他第一次的借口是说我不能做。
The second time he said, I don't know your name.
第二个借口是我不知道你的名字。
Now he said, okay, what if the people will not believe?
接下来他又说如果以色列人不信我呢？
And God said, "Here are some things I'm going to do."
然后神说，我要给你一个迹象。
So God told Moses to throw down his rod.
然后神叫摩西放下一个手杖。
You see, Moses is a shepherd.
摩西是个牧羊人。
Shepherds always have a staff or a rod.
牧羊人手里总是拿着一根杖的。
Because with that, they control the animals, the sheep.
所以他们用这个来带领羊群。
Moses was familiar with the rod of a shepherd.
摩西很知道怎么样用这根杖。
Now God was going to use that same rod for His purpose.
然后现在神呢也要用这根杖来显明他的心意。
Because His purpose is that His people that He has called will go.
因为他的心就是他呼召的人会要去。
And God will do what He will do to give us the power to do His will.
然后我们所需要的神将都赐给我们，使我们能够完成他的心意。
God was encouraging Moses to be willing to do His will.
神要做这件事情，使得摩西能够心甘情愿的去啊，去以色列人那里。
The power to do God's will.
Yeah, 来完成神的心意。
He threw the rod on the ground.
摩西把杖扔在地上。
And we understand the rod became a snake.
那我们知道这个杖就变成了蛇。
And God said to Moses, "Pick it up again."
然后神对摩西说，把杖捡起来。
And Moses picked up the rod.
神捡起啊，摩西捡起杖。
And became a staff again.
然后又成为了一根。
And then God said.
然后神说。
That Moses should put his hand in his armpit.
啊，神叫摩西把手放在他的外衣里。
And the Bible said it became leprous.
然后就发现摩西的手长了麻风。
And then he put it a second time.
然后又把它拿出来。
And it became well again.
然后手又复原了。
And God said to Moses.
神就说。
If people will not believe the first miracle, they will believe the second.
如果以色列人不相信第一个神迹，他们也应该相信第二个。
I hope you are following the story.
我希望大家能够明白这个故事。
You know, for me, these things are quite interesting.
我觉得这故事很有意思。
I don't know about you.
我对你们了解不多。
But just think of God, think of Moses and God going back and forth.
就想想摩西跟神这里的来来回回的对话。
So in the part of the world where I come from,
在我们来自那个世界里
，we bargain when we want to buy something.
我们要买东西的时候也会讨价还价。
So well, the trader will say it's $10.
那个卖东西的说十块。
And I will say $8.
那买的说八块。
The person will say, oh no, I won't take $8. I'll take $9.
然后卖方就说好吧，九块。
I will say no, take $8.50.
然后我又还价说八块五。
And that we call it, you know, barter. We barter back and forth.
这就叫讨价还价。
And it appears like Moses and God were doing exactly the same thing here.
这里看起来摩西和神之间也就是这样的。
God will say, okay, I will do this.
那神说好，我来做这件事。
And Moses will come up with another excuse.
然后摩西又找另一个借口。
So God has promised his presence.
然后神应允了他的同在。
God has given his covenant name.
神给了他立约的名字。
God has done a miracle, two miracles in fact.
神显了两个神迹。
But go with me to verse 10 of Exodus 4.
但是我们再来看第四章的第十节。
Because Moses wasn't quite convinced just yet.
摩西还是不情愿。
Then Moses said,
摩西说,
to the Lord,
对,
please Lord, I've never been eloquent, neither recently nor in my past, nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
主啊，我素日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我本是拙口笨舌的。
God's people are called to go.
神呼召他的子民要去。
God has promised his power to do his will.
神应允了赐予能力来完成他的心意。
But many of us sometimes feel unqualified, unworthy, and unable.
可是我们中间很多人就常常会觉得自己没有资格，不配，也不能。
Moses was in the same place.
摩西跟我们一样。
He said to God, okay, yeah, that's all good and fine. The wonder of the faith, that's all right. But God, I can't speak.
那摩西说好啊好啊，这个神迹也好，可是我还是一个笨口拙舌的人。
It's actually interesting because Moses said, I've never been that way and I haven't become that since you've been speaking to me.
那更有意思的是摩西说，我以前就不会讲话，跟你讲了以后还是不会讲话。
That was the fifth excuse.
这就是摩西的第五个借口。
I can't speak.
我是不善言辞的。
Unworthy
and
unqualified.
不配不宜。
But God said to Moses again,
可是神又说了,
Who has made man's mouth, or who makes him mute or deaf, or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now then go, and I, even I, will be with your mouth, and teach you what you have to say.
耶和华对他说,谁造人的口呢?谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华么？现在去吧，我必赐你口才，只叫你当说的话。
God said, Moses, I can take care of that too.
那神实际上就是说，摩西，这个我也能帮你办到。
I can take care of the mouth.
我也能帮你说话。
I can take care of the eyes.
我也能够帮你看。
I can take care of the hearing.
我帮你听。
All I need is for you to go.
我需要的只是你去。
Isn't it amazing that, you know, God doing this, going back and forth with Moses?
那我们看到神跟摩西之间来来回回做了这么多，不是很神奇的吗？
I don't know if it reminds you of another story in the Old Testament.
大家记不记得是旧约当中的另一个故事？
Of that prophet of God.
神的一个先知。
The one that God said, Go to Nineveh.
神说去尼尼微。
And the Bible said he ran away from the presence of God.
结果圣经上说他从神的面前逃跑了。
I'm sure you can all fault his theology. You can all find fault with his theology.
你在神学上总是能找到漏洞。
Because if you know the God of all the earth, he would have known that you can't run away from his presence.
如果你知道神是创造天地万物的话，你根本没有办法从他面前逃脱。
It's interesting because after his experience in the belly of fish, God came back and he said, I want you to go.
有意思是当他从鱼腹中还生的时候，神还是说我希望你去。
So 5 excuses,
五个借口,
and God is still saying to Moses, I still want you to go.
神还是说摩西我叫你去。
I God, I used people, I sent people, and I'm sending you, Moses.
摩西，我差派人，我现在就差派你。
Verse 13.
第三十三节。
But he said, Please, Lord, now send a message by whomever you will.
主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。
Moses ran out of excuses.
摩西已经没有找不到借口了。
And he now said to God.
那现在就对神说
Okay God, let's not play this game anymore.
好，神，我们不再玩游戏了。
You just find someone else. You should know by now. I don't want to go.
你另外找人吧，不要找我，我就是不想去。
Find someone whoever you will and send.
你愿意打发谁去，就差派那个人吧。
If you think about what Moses said, it's something that you can laugh about.
当我们想到摩西所说这些话的时候，我的心里边免不了要笑一下。
God was saying to Moses,
神对摩西说了，
This is my will,
这是我的心意，
that you should go.
你应当去。
Moses was saying to God,
摩西对神说，
Please send whoever you will.
你愿意打发谁去就打发谁去。
I guess Moses was basically saying, GodI need you to change your will.
我想摩西真正想说的就是神啊你改变你的心意吧。
God, your will didn't match mine.
你的心意跟我的不合。
And if your will doesn't match mine, yours have to change and mine have to stay.
如果我俩心意不合的话最好是你改主意不是我改。
Send it by whoever you will.
你愿意谁去就打发谁去。
I think some of us are like that.
我们当中是不是 有人也像这样呢？
Sometimes God's problem is not the world.
有时候神面临的问题不是这个世界的问题。
God's problem is not the government.
神面临的问题不是政府的问题。
And God's problem is not the terrorists.
也不是恐怖主义的问题。
God's problem is God's people.
他的神面临的问题是他自己的子民。
It's God's people who would rather do their own will than God's will.
是神的子民要成就自己的心意，而不是成就神的心意。
God has a mission.
神有一个使命。
our God is on a mission.
神啊，是一个宣教神。
And that mission is that every tribe, and nation, and tongue we worship Him.
神的心意就是各族、各民、各方都要来敬拜他。
And He has chosen that He will walk through us, His people.
他也选择说要通过他的子民来完成这个心意。
But perhaps often our response is, Lord, please send someone else.
可是很多时候我们的回答是神啊请你差派其他人吧
Lord send whoever you will
神啊差派你愿意的
So long as it doesn't include me
谁都可以只要不是我
You see when I came to Christ
当我信耶稣的时候
The day I gave my life to Christ
我把我的生命交给耶稣的那一天
I prayedAnd I was so grateful for what Christ had done for me.
我祷告，我啊感激耶稣为我所做的一切。
I was so grateful. I prayed that day and I said, Lord, I want you to take my life and use it as you will.
我的感激甚大，我甚至说，神啊啊，按你的心意来支配我的生命吧。
I was in high school.
我当时在读高中。
I never thought God was going to come back and ask for it.
我从来没有想过有一天神会回来兑现这句话。
When I finished high school,
读完高中
after praying, I sensed God was calling me to medical school.
祷告以后，我觉得神呼召我去医学院。
Even though I had wanted to be an engineer,
虽然我想做工程师。
So that I went to medical school anyway.
我还是进了医学院。
And when I reached medical school,
在读医学的时候呢
I was quite.An unhappy person.
我不怎么开心。
My first semester, I just was not excited at all.
第一个学期一点都不兴奋。
You see, I didn't like the hospital.
我发现我不喜欢医院。
I didn't want to be in the hospital.
也不想去医院。
I hate my medical school.
我真的不喜欢我的医学院。
Those two things don't work together.
这两个事情好像不搭配。
So I started praying and asking God why He had directed my heart to medical school.
我就向神祷告说，为什么我的心引到医学院来呢？
And that's when I had a message on mission.
就在那个时候，我听到了一个宣教的信息。
Just like you're hearing tonight.
就像我们今天晚上在这里听到的。
And that message was like God was speaking directly to my heart.
那个信息就好像神直接对我的心讲话。
My unwillingness.To give myself to Him.
让我愿意把自己交托给神。
When I had sent this message, somebody was preaching, and it was like he was preaching directly to me.
那天晚上那个人讲到，就好像直接对我讲的。
Right on my seat in my church in Lagos, Nigeria.
当天晚上就在那个尼日利亚，我在教堂，
教
会那个座位上。
I told God, like I told you last night.
那我就对神说。
I said, God, no, this is a mistake.
我对神说啊，这个弄错了。
You see, I'm from Nigeria.
你知道我是尼日利亚人。
We don't send missionaries, we receive missionaries.
我们不是差派宣教士，我们是接纳宣教士。
I mean, who has ever heard of a missionary from Nigeria?
从来没有尼日利亚出的宣教士。
No, God, that it doesn't work that way.
神啊，这个方法行不通。
I told God, I'm from a poor family.
我跟神说，我出身贫困。
I mean, who will take care of my family?
谁来照顾我的家人呢
？No, God, it wouldn't work.
神啊，这个不行。
And I said, God, it's bad enough to be a doctor. To be a missionary, forget it.
神，你让我要放弃我的医生医学生涯做宣教士吗？别提这回事了。
I had all the good reasons that Moses had.
摩西有的这些借口我都有。
And actually, I forgot about it.
然后我又忘了这回事。
I thought God would forget about it too.
我想神也会忘记的。
But He didn't.
可是神没有。
A week later,
一个星期以后
I had exactly the same kind of message.
我又听到了同样的信息。
God knocking on the door of my heart.
神来敲我的心门。
And most of you here, you are quite patient.
我们对大家都很耐心。
I'm not that patient.
我耐心不是很好。
So I left the meeting.
所以我就离开了那个会场。
I walked away. I told God, I don't want to hear about mission anymore.
因为我不想再听到关于宣教的任何事。
I was in a conference. I went back to the hotel and slept.
我当时其实是在参加会议，结果我就回到旅馆去睡觉。
I said to God, I can't be a missionary, and I don't want to be a missionary, and that's about it.
我跟神说，我不想做宣教士，我也不能做宣教士，就此为止。
So that weekend, I bought a book.
然后那周末我买了一本书。
And I bought the book not thinking of what the book was about. I just wanted a book to read.
我当时并不知道这本书讲什么，只是想有一本书读。
Well, guess what it was about?
那这本书的信息呢？
Mission.
又是宣教。
The only thing I could read on the pages of that book was mission.
我在这个书上所读到的一切都是宣教。
Here was a missionary family.
有一个宣教士家庭。
Their father died in Tanzania.
父亲在坦桑尼亚过世了。
As a missionary.
是一个宣教士。
Their mother went to Bolivia after all the children grew up and left home. She went to Bolivia as a missionary after she was a grandmother.
后来孩子长大以后，这个母亲又去了玻利维亚做宣教士。
10 children.
十个小孩。
At one time or the other, every one of them ended up on the mission field.
结果最后十个人先后都成为了宣教士，上宣教工厂。
And as I read the story of the obedience of that family,
我在这本书里读到了这个家庭的顺服。
The question of my heart was, if a family can do this for the Lord, what about me?
我读完这个书以后就想，如果那个家庭可以做到这一点，我呢？
And that was the point.When I said to the Lord, okay, if you want me a mission, mission shall be.
到了那个时候，我才对神说，好吧，如果你需要我做宣教士，我就做。
So I went through medical school, really knowing that I would be a missionary.
我读完了医学院，但是也意识到我可能会要做宣教士。
But that wasn't the end of the story.
可是还没完。
And it wasn't the end of the fight.
可是挣扎也没完。
And it may not be the end for you either.Whatever God may be saying to you.
Yeah, 这个对你来说可能也不是一个终点，有一天神也可能要拆开你。
See, Moses had good reason to tell God to send someone else.
摩西有充足的理由叫神拆派其他的人。
He felt unqualified and unworthy.
他觉得自己不配也不宜。
I don't know what God may be saying to you.
我不知道神是否会拆派你。
I don't know if you're resonating with Moses.
我不晓得你是不是跟摩西一样。
I don't know if you're understanding God's heart for the nations.
你是否明白神宣教的心意？
God's desire to bring people to Himself.
神渴望将人带到他的面前。
And I don't know if God is saying to you what your role might be in that.
我也不知道，如果神差派你，会要你做什么样的工？
Because God's mission depends on God's people.
因为神的事工取决于神的子民。
And I don't know what excuses you might have.
不知道你会有什么样的借口或理由。
I had good excuses, in quotes.
我有很好的理由，是带引号的理由。
The first set of excuses were my excuses.
第一套理由是我的理由。
The things I liked.
我喜欢的。
And the things I didn't like.
我不喜欢的。
What I want to do,
我想做的
and what I don't want to do,
我不想做的
where I want to live,
我们想要谋生
and where I don't want to live,
以及我不想住在哪里
who I want to be associated with,
我想跟谁交往
and who I don't want to be associated with,
不想跟谁交往
Maybe God's word to you is not necessary to leave the U.S.
也许神对你的话说你要离开美国。
But perhaps God is asking you to begin to associate with some people you don't want to associate with.
也许神叫你跟那些你不想交往的人交往。
Because through you, He will bring the light of the gospel to their lives.
因为神要借着你把福音的光带给其他人。
Maybe God will be saying to you to leave a certain neighborhood you don't want to live in.
也许神叫你搬到一个你不想住的一个社区去。
So that through you, He can bring the light of the gospel.To those neighborhoods.
这样就能够借着你把福音的光带到那个社区。
Moses had his excuses.
摩西有他的借口。
And I had mine.
我有我的借口。
But God always sees beyond all our excuses.
可是神的眼光都超越了这一些。
Because I'm thankful that Moses' story didn't end there.
因为我发现摩西的故事并不是到这里画下句号。
There are not many times that the Bible actually talks about God being angry.
圣经里提到神发怒的次数不是很多。
But this was one of those occasions in the Bible.
但是这里提到了。
Where the Bible recorded that God was angry.
圣经上明确记载说神发怒了。
In verse 14, it says, "Then the anger of the Lord burned against Moses."
第十四节说，耶和华向摩西发怒。
God got angry.
神发怒了。
Wow. See, God had told Moses everything Moses needed to know.
摩西想要知道的每件事，神都已经告诉他。
And when Moses had no more excuses,
当摩西没有了借口以后，
he simply said to God, "You go and find someone else."
他还是对神说，你愿意派谁去就派谁去吧。
Maybe some of us are saying the same thing to God.
也许我们对神说过同样的话。
Lord, I have my life laid out in front of me. You go and find someone else.
神啊，我面前的生活已经安排好了，你去找别人吧。
You see, my goal is to become the best of this in the world. You need to find someone else.
神啊，你知道我的目标是要成为这个领域里的最厉害的，所以你去找其他人吧。
God, my purpose is to be a millionaire by the age of 30. You need to find someone else.
神啊，我的目标是到三十岁的时候成为百万富翁，请你找别人吧。
The best response to God is a life of surrender.
然而，对神最好的回答是将我们的生命交给他。
Because eventually, God said to Moses, "You have to go."
因为最终神对摩西说，你必定得去。
God said, "He was sending Aaron to go with him."
神说，我打发亚伦和你一起去。
It's interesting that when Jesus sent out the disciples, he sent them out two by two.
我们记得耶稣在打发门徒出去的时候是两个两个一。
And God often sends His people in teams.
神常常他差派他的子民是成对的形式。
He sent Moses with Aaron.
他让亚伦和摩西一起去。
And in verse 16,
在十六节
He said, "Moreover, He shall speak for you to the people, and He will be as mouth for you, and you will be as God to Him." So God said, "I'm going to send Moses with you." You will speak to Aaron with you. You will speak to Aaron, and Aaron will speak to the people.
所以神说第十六节，你要以他当作口，他要以你当作神。也就是说，摩西，你对亚伦说话，然后亚伦对以色列人民说话。
And in verse 17, God said, "You shall take in your hand this staff with which you shall perform the signs."
第十七节，神说，你手里要拿着杖，好行神迹。
See.For a shepherd, all that Moses had in the wilderness was a staff.
作为一个牧羊人，神在荒漠里有的只是一根杖。
And God said to Moses, "That which you have is that which I'm going to use."
然后神说，你有的杖就是我要用的。
You take this staff with you when you leave.
你离开的时候拿好这根杖。
Because with it, you will perform the signs I'm going to send you to do.
因为有了这根杖，你就能行神迹。
In verse 18, then Moses departed and returned to Jethro his father-in-law and said, I will just read to verse 20. Then you can read. Then Moses departed and returned to Jethro his father-in-law and said to him, "Please let me go that I may return to my brethren who are in Egypt and see if they are still alive." And Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." Now the Lord said to Moses in Midian, "Go back to Egypt, for all the men who are seeking your life are dead." So Moses took his wife and his sons and mounted them on a donkey and returned to the land of Egypt. Moses also took the staff of God in his hands.
于是摩西回到他岳父叶赫龙那里，对他说，求你容我回去见我在埃及的弟兄，看他们还在不在。叶赫罗对摩西说，你可以平平安安的去吧。耶和华在米甸对摩西说，你要回埃及去，因为行和你命的人都死了。摩西就带着妻子和两个儿子， 叫他们骑上驴回埃及地去。摩西手里拿着神的杖。
So Moses came to that point of surrender.
所以到这个时候，摩西顺服了。
Moses not only surrendered himself, he surrendered the only thing he had, his staff, to the Lord.
摩西不仅自己顺服，也将他唯一有的财产交托给神，就是他的杖。
There is something that is quite intriguing to me. In verse 17, God said to Moses, "Take this staff in your hand when you go."
十七节，神说你要拿好这杖，好行神迹。
In verse 20, the Bible tells us that when Moses left, Moses also took the staff of God in his hand.
第二十节说，摩西手里拿着神的杖。
I don't know if you noticed the transition in the language.
大家有没有注意到语言上的变化？
At first, it was Moses' rod, which is threw down, and it became a snake.
开始呢，是摩西的杖变了蛇。
In verse 17, God said, "Take this staff in your hand."
第十七节，神说拿好这个杖。
In verse 20, that staff was described not as Moses' staff that God used, but as God's staff in Moses' hand.
然而到第二十节，这根杖是成为神的杖，摩西在使用。
God's staff in Moses' hand.
摩西手里拿着的是神的杖。
I don't know if you noticed the change.
大家看到这个变化了吗？
This simple shepherd rod has become God's rod in Moses' hand.
这个简简单单的牧羊杖，在摩西的手中已经变成了神的杖。
Because the staff.And Moses are now God's instrument for His purpose.
啊，因为这根杖，摩西现在成为神手里的一个器皿，要去成就神的心意。
The transformation came at the point of surrender.
当摩西顺服的时候，这个转变就发生了。
At the point when Moses was willing to say, "Okay, God, I will go."
当这个变化发生，是当摩西说“神啊，我愿意”的时候。
You see, obedience to God is never easy.
顺服神并不是轻而易举的。
In fact, it wasn't designed to be easy.
其实在神的设计当中，这也不是一件容易的事。
If it was easy, Jesus would not have prayed, "Father, take this cup."
如果顺服是这么容易的话，那耶稣也不必祷告说，父啊，求你将这苦杯挪去。
Obedience to God, however, is action.
然而顺服神是一个行动。
We have to be willing to take the step that God is asking us to take.
那神要我们所做的跨出的这一步，我们必须跨出去。
I don't know what step God might be asking you and urging you to take as a person.
啊，我不知道神要你现在做的是哪一步。
But God's mission needs God's people.
但是神的宣教需要神的子民。
God's mission is committed to God's people.
神的宣教是交托给了他的百姓。
And you and I are those people.
你和我就是这百姓中的一员。
God's divine choice is that we will be His instrument to the world.
神圣的选择就是你和我要成为他手中那造福这个世界的器皿。
I told you earlier my own struggle.
啊，我刚才跟你们分享了我的挣扎。
And I told you it didn't end.With that point, when I told God I will go.
啊，我也跟你们说，实际上当我对神说我愿意去的时候，挣扎也没有停止。
You see, it was one thing for me to say, "Okay, God, I'll be a missionary." When I was a first-year medical student.
啊，我大学第一年对神说，神啊，我愿意做宣教士，那是一回事。
But a whole different story when you become a doctor.
但是你成为医生以后，这个故事就完全不同的版本。
And now you can earn salary.
因为现在你能挣钱了
you can make money.
你能挣薪水了
and you can begin to dream of the good things of life.
你可以开始梦想生活中那些好的东西
things that your parents could not afford.
那些你父母买不起的东西
but now you can.
但是你买得起
the challenge for me was not just that.
我面临的挑战还不止这个
it was that as I was in my residency,
在我做实习医生的时候
an uncle, my uncle actually, the person who paid my way through medical school died.
我的学费是我的一个叔父支付的，他过世了。
And he left his 5 children.
他留下5个孩子。
The oldest was in high school.
最大的才上高中。
And I just said to God, okay, that is impossible.
然后我就对神说，你看，不可能了吧。
I mean, how will I be a missionary? There are all these kids to be cared for.
你看这么多小孩需要照顾，我怎么去做宣教师呢？
Plus, I have my own dreams as well.
当然我还有自己的梦想。
It's impossible.
这做宣教师是不可能的。
I've got to take care of parents.
我要照顾父母。
I've got to take care of these children.
要照顾我叔父的小孩。
I did all the calculations, and it didn't work in God's favor.
我把所有的这些算了一下，好像这个情况对神不是那么有利。
It didn't work for me to surrender.
所以让我顺服是不容易的，当时是不可能的。
One night, I was on call.
有一天晚上啊，医院叫我去。
And around 2 a.m., I was walking back to my house.
当时是凌晨两点。
And this question came to my heart.
然后这个问题突然进入到我心里。
And the question was this.
问题是。
If you were not alive, who would take care of those children?
要是有一天你也死了，谁来照顾这些孩子？
And if you are not alive, who would take care of your old parents?
要是有一天你死了，谁来照顾你的父母？
And while you are alive, who will take care of them?
你还在世的时候，是谁在照顾他们？
And when I recognized that the answer to those three questions was God,
当我意识到这三个问题的答案都是神的时候，
I knew I had to do what Moses had to do.
我知道我要做的就跟摩西的选择一样。
I had to go wherever the Lord calls.
不管谁让我去哪里，我要去。
And I have to do whatever He chose for me to do.
神选择我要我做的事，我必须去做。
I cannot tell you that it was easy.
我不能跟你们说这个很容易。
But there has never been a regret.
但是我从来没有后悔。
All I have had was joy.
我所拥有的都是珍宝。
The joy of knowing that I am where God wants me to be.
我所拥有的都是一种喜乐，就是我喜乐，因为我知道神要我去哪里。
The joy of knowing that I'm doing what God wants me to do.
当我想到我所做的是神要我做的时候，我就非常喜乐。
And the joy of knowing that I'm living a life I will never exchange for anything else.
当我意识到我现在的这种生活是任何也不能用来交换的时候，我心里也充满了喜乐。
That is the joy of obedience.
这就是顺服所带来的喜乐。
The joy of surrender.
顺服的喜乐。
When we do that, we become God's instrument for His purpose.
我们愿意顺服的时候，我们就成为神的器皿，去实现他的心意。
When you come to that point, when you can say, "Okay, Lord, here am I, send me."
如果有一天你能够对神说，我在这里，请差遣我。
He said.As you go, make disciples.
神说你去使万民做我的门徒。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Believe me, you are safe in Him.
请相信我，在神的手中，你们是安全的。
Wherever we are safe in the vine.
不管我们在哪里，在葡萄树里我们都是安全的。
He calls us to a life of surrender.
他呼召我们过一个顺服的生活。
God's people committed to God's mission.
神的子民应当委身于神的使命。
So that every tribe, language, and people and nation be worshiping.
这样才能使万族万方万民都来敬拜神。
What would be your role? What is your role?
你现在的角色是什么？你将来的角色是什么呢？
As I shared this evening in the seminar, the only gift God cannot use is the one that has not been surrendered to Him.
神唯一不能使用的恩赐，就是还没有顺服他的那个人。
Even a rod, a shepherd's rod, can become God's rod when it is surrendered to Him.
有了顺服以后，甚至一个牧羊杖也能成为神的杖。
And think of what
your life could be when it is totally given to Him.
当你的生命完全交托给神的时候，想象一下你的生命会是什么样子。
Let me pray.
那我们来祷告。
Father, thank you because you are the one who called Moses.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你呼召了摩西。
And you are calling each of us to full participation.
你也呼召我们完全投入你的使命。
Give us the grace of obedience.
主啊，求你赐给我们恩典，好叫我们能顺服。
Thank you for all that this church has been doing.
主啊，为这个教会所做的一切来感谢你。
Please give us the heart to even do more.
主啊，求你给我们一颗心，让我们做更多。
Because we have surrendered to you.
因为我们已经顺服你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.